Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Should we be part of the solution? You know, we've talked about this a million times. You do that by getting engaged. You do that by getting informed, right? I talked to a bunch of people today about local politics, and I don't mean like local to my area as much as I mean local overall. And the only way, truly, the only way you win is if you're informed, you know what you're up against, and you're truly willing to fight. I mean, a lot of people aren't willing to fight the way you have to. You know, they want to play nice, they think your opponent's going to play, and it ain't going to happen that way. You see what's gone on over the last few years, right? So again, I say to you, you got to be on it. You got to be on your game. You have to know what's happening. And it's not about some of you feel like you've already lost. We haven't even started the race yet, the war, the whatever. Yeah, we've got some fighting that we've got going on. Yes, yeah. But it doesn't mean you give up because you don't like the way things look, or you feel bad, or something just isn't quite right about everything. Okay? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, as I say, or as I like to say. The Joey Beats, you gotta love the guy. The Uniter, it appears anyway, the Uniter is working overtime to divide us. Right? No, come on, seriously. It's tough. It really is tough because people are victims of the last conversation, the last thing that they heard. And if the last thing you heard was, I don't know, you know, Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that, the MAGA people of this, the MAGA people of that. Because that's all, you realize it's all that mainstream is playing, that's all they're doing. Then you start to believe that that's it. That's all she wrote, so to speak. And that's not how it goes, people. You got to fight it. You got to stay with it. You've got to be part of the solution. And again, you do that by getting informed and sharing. And I hate that word, but getting informed and sharing. Seriously. Anyway, all right. Back to my buddy, right? Joey B. Don't you love the other day how he said he didn't do the proclamation for Easter? Right? He didn't write anything. Not his fault. Which I kind of believe, frankly. I mean, not that he didn't write it or didn't sign it or whatever. Really, really might be that he had no idea he did. Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I keep telling you that. Don't you love everything that's going on right now with the judges? Right? Everybody's smarter than everybody. They're going to do everything they can to try to bring Trump down. Whether he deserves it or not is another story. But they're going to ignore the Supreme Court rulings. They're going to ignore what's going on around them. They don't care. Look, Jack Smith, he just issued... Oh, that would help, huh? Jack Smith just issued a veiled threat to Judge Cannon over her jury instructions in the Trump classified document case. Now, last month, Judge Aileen Cannon issued a jury instructions ordering in Jack Smith's classified documents case and the leftist illegal analysis. They went crazy. Cannon gave two options for jury instructions. First, and pay attention to this, okay? In a prosecution of a former president for allegedly retaining documents in violation of 18 U.S.C., a jury is permitted to examine a record retained by a former president in his or her personal possession at the end of his or her presidency. Yeah, I know, it's wordy. What do you want from me? And make a factual finding as to whether the government has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that it is personal or presidential using the definitions set forth in the Presidential Records Act. Now, why is Jack upset? Second option she gave him was the president has sole authority under the PRA to categorize records as personal or presidential during his or her presidency. Neither a court nor a jury, they're not permitted to make or review such a categorization decision. Although there's no formal means in the PRA by which a president can make them or categorize them as such. And he went out of his mind. Right? Cannon seems inclined to push the case to trial, but is basically asking if she can stack the deck so Trump wins. That's what the CNN analyst said. No. She told them what the law said. Why do these people have such a problem with this? Oh, never mind. I already knew. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Guess who joins me next? Todd Starnes will join us up. Talk about his new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. You know, can America stand it? Can we get our way out of this dark? It's Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Hopefully you are too. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-BROKE-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@joemazzini.com. I can't make it any easier for you, joe@joemazzini.com. I'm really happy to have this next guest on with me. You know, if you don't know who he is, I don't know, he must have been in a coma for the last 20 years. Todd Starnes joins me. Todd is a best-selling author, nationally syndicated radio host, and he's the author of seven books. I could barely get one book out, but he's authored several books. His digital platform is one of the largest in the conservative media. His new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Lots of questions for him. Todd, thanks for joining me tonight.
Joe, what an honor to hang out with you. Thank you so much.
Always. I know we're going to have fun with this. You know, I don't know about you, but the emails and the comments that I'm getting as of late is, are we done? Is America done? Can we really come back from this, especially with Joey B? I lovingly refer to him as Joey B. Will still be with us up through the end of this year. Todd, can America be saved?
Yes, America can be saved. And I thought about just ending the book with that, you know, one sentence, pull a Michael Knowles on everybody who wrote the 300-page book with one word in it. But I thought, you know, maybe I need to expand on my answer just a smidge. And I do think, you know, I do think America can be saved. And I lay out my blueprint for how that can happen in the book. But I will say this, Joe, that we are dealing with a very dangerous enemy in this country. It's the same enemy that we were fighting back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And that enemy is communism. You know, they may call it progressive, they may call it leftist, but I think what we're really battling today is an infestation of communism in America.
Oh, 100% the same page as you. And, you know, you mentioned in your book that we need to get back to our roots. I'll tell you what. What were our roots, Todd? I know what they are, but I think some people have forgotten. Tell us.
Well, I truly believe that America was meant to be a Christian nation. And I lay all of this out in depth in one of the early chapters of the book, giving the evidence of our founding fathers and their intentions that our nation be founded as a nation under God. And one of the stories I love telling involves the great architect Robert Mills, who was a devout Christian man. He was the man who designed the Washington Monument. And it's interesting, at the very top of the Washington Monument, there are four capstones. And the easternmost capstone, and of course in Washington, the Washington Monument is the tallest structure in the district. And at the easternmost capstone, there is a message that he had inscribed on that capstone, "Praise be to God." And it was his intention, Joe, that as the morning sun rose over the Atlantic Ocean, that the first thing that was illuminated in our nation's capital was that capstone with that message, "Praise be to God." So I think, you know, there is so much imagery and symbolism and quite frankly, direct writings that show that we're meant to be a nation that was a Christian nation. And unfortunately, I think we've unhitched ourselves from the nation we were supposed to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I have to say, I don't know, did you read that properly? Because was it Obama who said we aren't a Christian nation? Maybe, I don't know. I'm just asking you if you've checked it out personally.
Yeah, anyway. Well, you know, I write about Obama in the book, and I remind people, and this is a little known story, but the first Christmas in the White House, the Obamas actually wanted to throw the nativity scene out of the East Room. And fortunately, it was a social secretary who intervened and said if they did that, it would cause all sorts of calamities. But I thought it was interesting that the first order of business for Barack Obama was to give the baby Jesus the heave-ho.
Wow. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this wonderful country of ours. I'm concerned, you know, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, but over the years, I'm concerned that America has lost the stomach to fight, that the amount of people willing to step up and take it on like our founding fathers were willing to lose their, you know, their homes, their lives, their properties, their families, their business. I kind of feel like that's gone away. Give me your thoughts on that.
And as I write in Twilight's Last Gleaming, which, by the way, is taken from a speech Ronald Reagan delivered many years ago, and Reagan said it was interesting that our national anthem does not start with a declaration. It actually starts with a question. Anybody still see the flag flying? Is it still there? And I think that's really a question that we all, every generation has to ask, you know, is the flag still there? Are we fighting for freedom? And, you know, in a subsequent speech, Reagan – or most famously said, Freedom is not passed along in our bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for freedom. You know, I was in Santa Barbara just a couple of weeks ago speaking to about 200 high school students, most of them from California. And these high school kids all identify as Christians and they identify as conservatives. And I was so encouraged to see the young people there in California say, you know what? We know we're under the rule of Democrats, but we're willing to stand and fight for freedom. And that tells me that there is a remnant here, Joe. And yes, it may look dire, but I think we're going to be able to pull this off if we stand together and fight. Put it all on the line, though.
Yeah, but you're right there. We have to be willing to all stand together. I'd say almost in unison with each other and truly fight it through. I kind of feel to a degree that we're quickly becoming a nation that's trying to mimic Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids when you see what's being done to our kids and others. Give me your comments.
Well, quite frankly, we're doing stuff that would make the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. Look at what happened over the weekend. What a great contrast. Here you have President Donald Trump, who is literally being smeared in the media because he was promoting a Bible, because he was telling people that if we really want to make America great again, we have to get back to praying and going to church. And then you have the president on the other side of the aisle. You have Joe Biden, who literally, instead of celebrating our risen Savior, was celebrating men who wear ladies' underpants. And it was really sort of a stark contrast, black and white, what we're dealing with here, good versus evil. That's ultimately it, right versus wrong. And as I wrote in the book, it's as if our values have been turned upside down, where wrong is now right and right is now wrong.
Yep. Todd, quickly tell us, where can we get the book?
Well, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, wherever you get your books. If you would like an autographed copy, just go to toddstearns.com and you can get a copy there.
Todd, God bless. Thanks for writing the book. Thanks for keep fighting the way you do. I very much appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. God bless. All right, you stuck with me for the next hour, people. I got a lot to talk about, a lot to follow up on that. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are-
USA News update. The future of a Texas immigration law now resting with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4, which grants police agencies the authority to detain individuals labeled as illegal immigrants. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources. They raised close to $66 million in March. That's a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. The founder of the World Central Kitchen urging Israel to increase access to food and medicine in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres expressed in a New York Times op-ed that Israel can do better than obstructing the delivery of essential supplies to civilians. His remarks follow an Israeli airstrike that killed several of his aid workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Oh, come on. A little spreading music is nice. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. It is the way we all win, right? When you get informed. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you get involved, that you call me out when I miss it. Believe it or not, yes, I know. It's a little freaky, but I'm good with it. But I definitely do. I like when you are engaged. Right, when you talk about certain issues and things that are going on, and you think I get it wrong, and I do sometimes, you know that. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not trying to, but I do get it wrong from time to time. And having opposing views, I've received a few emails from some of you that say, you know, I'm always negative, or I'm always telling you how we're going to lose, and we're not doing this and there, and I don't really give you any solutions. And that might be partly true, because sometimes, frankly and honestly, I don't see a solution. You might, and that's good. And I'd love it during the show, or even after the show, if you send me an email or text me, anything along those lines. You know, and God, you sent me an email, and it's just that the reality is we need to fight. We need to get back to it. Now I got windows popping up everywhere. It's throwing me off like crazy. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I think it's a plot by the NSA to throw me off. I'm just kidding. Seriously. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Lots happening out there. I need to catch up on, talk about, deal with. I was talking about Jack Smith's issues, right? I mean, how stupid can you be to send, to kind of put out a threat against a judge? And he is extremely mad, upset, disconnected because Judge Cannon gave the jury two options. You know what the two options were? They were based on the law. She laid out the law to the jury as to what they needed to look for, right? And how they could come up with their verdict. And he didn't like that. And again, he just seems inclined to want to push this case to trial. And he thinks that she's trying, by telling the jury what the law is, he thinks that she's overstepped. A J6 defense attorney told investigative reporter Julie Kelly that if Cannon gets these jury instructions, Jack Smith is done. Jack Smith responded to Cannon's jury instructions order with a veiled threat. Do things his way or he's going to seek mandamus at the appellate court so they can tell her what to do with the jury instructions. Right? Yeah, not going to happen. I'm telling you. And it's Jack's response, frankly and honestly, it's hysterical. He's got no, I mean, unless the deep state is behind him big time, and they're pulling all kinds of crazy strings, he's got no control over her decision related to the final jury instructions. None. And he is arguing the basis for Trump's unauthorized possession of national defense material rested on Obama, frankly. This guy is something else. Right? Remember Obama's executive order, not the Presidential Records Act. Now think about that. So the Presidential Records Act, which was voted in, he thinks it doesn't have as much power as President Obama deciding to issue an edict. So everyone who cried for months that, you know, Trump broke the PRA, well, they can sit down now, right? Because Jack Smith says the PRA has nothing to do with the case. Doesn't mean anything. Wow. I'm telling you, man, you listen to them speak. You don't have to be a genius. You don't even have to be a college graduate. I barely made it out of high school. All you got to do is have a little common sense, ask God for a little clarity, and you look at these things and you say to yourself, my God, they don't care about the law. They only care about the law when it is 112% on their side. Right? Well, where they perceive it to be. But they don't care about it any other time. Remember here, right? That the Narasot files based on claims that Trump was violating the PRA. He produced 15 boxes of paper. Nara then claimed they found records with classified markings and sent a criminal referral, first time ever, to the FBI. Right? They found markings with classified markings on it. The FBI promptly opened an investigation. They didn't wait. I don't think they barely had the envelope ripped open before they started the investigation. They sent a subpoena to Trump in May of 2022 seeking more records with classified markings. So they turned over 38 more files. Then in August, the FBI sought search warrants seeking national defense information. Reminder, we've not seen full, unredacted applications for search warrants yet. So did the DOJ seek a warrant under the PRA or the Espionage Act or Obama's executive order? What, how, when, where? No, really, in all seriousness, where? You got to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. They don't want, you know as well as I do, they do not want a proper trial here. They do not want real information to get out there.
Right?
And then, you know, and it might be a real big problem. Right? You take out Smith's threats to Cannon. Okay, who cares? Yeah, this is also, it might be a problem for the DOJ because it appears that Trump still had security clearance at the department. Right? That's why Smith is so angry. He knows if Cannon proceeds with the proposed scenario presented in her jury instructions order, he's got nothing. He's done. And look, at these guys knew that this was a Hail Mary to begin with. You know they knew that. Charging a former president for the first time ever on violating the Espionage Act. Right? But what Joe Biden did, isn't that funny? He's too crazy, right? He's too old and senile to be prosecuted, but it's okay for him to run president again, right? I mean, serious. Anyway, I don't know. 855. And is it me? Or does Smith always look so miserable? So nasty, so miserable. In all fairness. No one who understands this case has been citing the peering. Nobody. Not a one. You know, the DOJ has, again, put it up there originally to try to use it. But they didn't. Right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just get involved. Just wake up to know what's going on. And then engage. But have the real information first. Then engage. Seriously. If you're listening to this show, I have to believe you're at least looking for the truth, right? And who else could fight like Trump? Who has the money? Who has the time? Who has the resource? Yes, I agree. You guys can check out the chat room, joemessina.com. Right? No, you never panic. You never get crazy. You have a plan. You think it through. No knee-jerk stuff, because you'll lose. Anytime you do something knee-jerk, you lose. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us
What has happened for them since starting Extendivite? Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Enjoying 855 real joke. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, and people from Tennessee. Hey, no, this is a good one. It's a good one. I like it, right? I mean, think about what that song is about. Right? Crap hits the fan, we come together, we fight it together. I don't know. Are we there? Are we at that point anymore? I'm not so sure. Right? You have to sit there and think, why did we decide? What happened to our young people and even, you know, older folks? Don't get me wrong. We're not all perfect. But what happened that they're not willing to fight for their country anymore? Did they lose? Now, listen, I can see them losing faith in their government, if you would. Not trusting the government. Why would I go fight a war? Look at what happened in Afghanistan to 13 of our warriors. I mean, I realize a lot more men and women than that, but look at what happened. We left them on their own. We didn't do anything to protect them. Nothing. Well, I should say, let me rephrase this. This administration has did nothing to protect them. They very rarely do anything to protect our military people. So, you know, you look at this and you say to yourself, if I was a young person, why would I die for this country? Why would I die for the freedom of others? And remember, they're not going there to die. They know it's a possibility. They know it could happen. But they're willing to do it because of the freedom that they enjoy. The freedom that they have, they want other people to have. They want other people to know and understand. And that's really cool. But would they, I would never fault them, especially today. I never fault them today for not wanting to be in there. Right? And it's not because they're cowards or anything along those lines. When you go into a fight, you want somebody to have your back, don't you? You want to know when you're in that fight with your, you know, compadres or your fellow warriors, that there's somebody there that's going to cover your back for you, that's going to help you. And I'm not so sure that still exists. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And is it because of education system? Have they taught these young men and women that we're not worth it, the fight is not worth it? Have they taught the men and women that we're such a bad country that we're not worth protecting? When you think about the stuff that's been taught in our education system to our kids, to our young people, this is a problem. No, it's a problem, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, especially in California. I mean, I think California's getting worse, not better, when it comes to the education system, right? K through college. I wouldn't just go K through 12. I'd say K through college. But some of the mandates they have, some of the things that they're making our young people do, it's just ludicrous. Doesn't do anything to further them in any way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as always, I mean, now, Judge Merchan, who silenced President Trump from talking about his shady financial ties, the hush money case, he rejects his presidential immunity delay effort for the upcoming trial. Now, interesting, because go for it. Go through all of this and go for it. And then we'll see what the Supreme Court says, ultimately. Now, look, I don't think Trump, just for clarity here, because some of you have already written me, I don't think for a second that Trump, if he did something truly illegal, right, thought it through, worked it through, and did something illegal, there's no reason why he shouldn't be prosecuted. Remember, we truly believe that no one is above the law. They don't. You just look at their record. You look at what they've done. They don't think that way. Now, Trump previously raised the immunity argument in a March 2014 legal filing. Now, he asked Merchan to postpone the trial until after the Supreme Court has ruled. He said, no. The 45th president claimed the supremacy, the Supreme Court's review of the case would reduce the risk of having to retry it, because the New York court didn't apply the immunity doctrine. Come on, immunity doctrine properly. Chong was also unmoved, however, claiming Trump had ample opportunity to raise the claim before last month. He went on to say that the motion just tests this court's credulity. Yeah. The court finds that the defendant had a myriad of opportunities to raise a claim of presidential immunity well before the March 7th, 2024. He said the circumstances viewed as a whole test this court's credulity. He continued that Trump is accused of falsifying business records to obfuscate an alleged affair involving porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. specifically outlandishly claimed that he covered up a $130,000 hush money payment by disgraced lawyer Michael Cohen. Right now, Cohen has been caught lying, caught stealing, caught cheating, I mean, caught doing all these things that a lawyer, frankly, shouldn't be doing, right? But they're going to use his testimony? Are they going to try to use his testimony? Really? The, on Jesse Waters, he ran a devastating segment on Rachon, who silenced President Donald Trump on Monday from talking about the family's financial ties to the case. Well, then get somebody else to do it. Give the info to somebody else. Let them start putting it out there. Judge Juan Merchan, who is presiding over Trump's so-called hush money case, slapped an even bigger gag order on the former president last night. Trump is banned from talking about the judge's family, period. Why? Because the judge's family was paid by the Biden campaign. The judge's family is currently being paid by Adam Schiff over $10 million. Adam Schiff is, remember this, Adam Schiff is the guy who conspired with Michael Cohen and the star witness in this case. Remember, Adam Schiff is the guy that said he laid eyes, you know, he's such a man of integrity, that he laid eyes on proof that Trump colluded with the Russians. Anybody seen it? I haven't seen it. You know why? He doesn't have it. And he is such a lying piece of work that he still stands by that comment. Still can't prove, can't tell you what the proof was, can't tell you what he saw. It doesn't matter. Trump isn't allowed to say that the judge's daughter is a Democrat consultant whose clients, the Biden campaign, Adam Schiff, are fundraising off of Trump's indictment. Basically, the judge's family is getting rich off of Trump's trial. They get through. If Trump's convicted, his family financially benefits. So instead of recusing himself because of the glaring conflict of interest, now, I will tell you, technically, unless she lives in the house, unless in his house, unless money from her accounts are going to daddy, this might be a gray area, hard to prove. Even Michael Avenatti says it's nuts. How do you tweet from your prison cell? Merchan also donated to Act Blue, earmarked Stop the Republicans. Right? His daughter Lorraine worked for Biden-Harris campaign in 2020. So there's all these connections, all these ties to Biden and Harris. And they're not just ties where somebody gave $100 to his campaign or volunteered to walk precincts. No. There's money changing hands. There's work being done. It's a whole different animal at that point, right? The next account Trump and other conservatives said belonged to Lorraine Merchan posted a photo of Trump behind bars. TGP has yet to confirm whether this, that's, by the way, the Gateway Pundit. This is her account. The photo has since been changed to a picture of Kamala Harris. Merchan previously oversaw the tax fraud cases of the Trump Org and the Trump Organization's former CFO, Alan Weisenberg. And interestingly enough, they were all found guilty. It's hilarious. I'm sorry, but it does. I mean, if this issue was reversed, Biden, these were Biden appointees, and somehow there was money somewhere along. You know, maybe Trump went in there and bought something from one of their stores.